This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Monday. The mayor joins us as she does each and every weekday at 6:40-ish. Good morning. How are you doing? You are free from quarantine, I understand.
I am headed back to work today, so I'm very excited about that. Went out, did a little bit of minor shopping this weekend because I haven't been out of the house in a couple of weeks. So glad to be getting back to work. And listen, I didn't catch all of Kevin's interview, but man, God bless him, and we'll be praying for him.
Yep, 58 cases on Friday, 123 cases on Saturday, 86 cases on Sunday. That puts us over the 3,000 mark, 33 hospitalized. And I want to point out again, that 33 number means Macon County residents. That does not mean the number of people in our hospitals with COVID-19.
That is correct. And Brian, I honestly can't tell you if we are now caught up with getting our test results back. I know that on Thursday or Friday, you know, we talked about the IDPH lab that most of our tests are being sent to hit a snag, and so things were delayed a bit in getting back. And, you know, so you see that number of 123, 124, and you're like, oh, no. No doubt, we've got a lot of cases coming back positive. But we are in a spike or in a surge, whatever you want to call it. We're probably going to see some big numbers today as well, is what I'm trying to say.
Do you think the circle's getting tighter for people, Mayor, as more and more people have somebody in their life impacted by this?
You know, Brian, we're going to hit a point where everybody's going to know somebody or have somebody in their family who's got it. You know, I'm hoping that most of the cases are mild, like the symptoms I had, and I don't have a health condition that puts me at greater risk. But, you know, we have a lot of really sick people right now, and it's not just Macon County. It's across central Illinois. It's across Illinois. And you look at the numbers this weekend, you know, and the national news, and Illinois is right in there as a hot spot as well. And so we've really got to get people to understand that this is about taking care of one another and really – instead of fighting so much about whose rights or whatever and, you know, can't make me do this, well, hey, how about caring about the people in your family, the people in your neighborhood, in your church, in your workplace, and doing this because it's the right thing to do.
It is interesting, right? We react to tornadoes. We react to hurricanes.
We come out and raise millions of dollars to feed our neighbors.
Yeah.
But we can't wear a mask. Why does it have to be such a big fight?
Or political. And it's the thing that I don't understand. And I place some blame for sure when you see the actions and you know, because people will follow, leaders matter. What they do matters. What they say matters. I'm just hoping no matter what happens on Tuesday, and I really mean this, no matter what happens, that we can at least get past this idea that this thing's going to be over as soon as the election is over.
I mean, it went from, you know, us thinking this was going to be an inconvenience for, you know, maybe a month or two, into this being the focal point of the national election. I don't understand why this had to be political, but I'm with you. Let's get past the election. Let's get that decision made. Let's hope it's made quickly so that whoever is in charge in Washington can take hold of this and say, okay, folks, politics aside, let's move forward. Let's get people healthy again. Let's make this a safe country. Let's, you know, get our economic base back, but let's do it wisely.
All right. I read a study over the weekend that said basically if 95% of Americans, and this is what they're getting in some of the other countries as far as participation is concerned, if 95% of Americans would wear masks and social distance and wash their hands, we would save 130,000 lives.
You know, that's a pretty easy recipe for success. And right now, it's the only recipe we have. So, you know, I'm just imploring the people of Macon County to do their part. You know, be a good neighbor, be a good friend, be a good family member. You know, Brian, I had a very mild case of this, but I'm scared. I mean, I'm scared for the people around me. I'm scared about, you know, any kind of family gathering coming up. We have, you know, just made some conversations in our family about, well, what are we going to do about Thanksgiving? Because it's probably not a good idea to get a big group of people together. And we usually have kind of an open house sort of thing where if somebody doesn't have a place to go, they can come here, you know, a law enforcement official or somebody who's, you know, on call. But we can't do that this year. It's just not safe.
What do we do? Winter is here, right? Or it's going to be here very soon. Hopefully we hang on to the at least as warm as we can for a while. People in the UK are being advised to open their windows. We worry about ventilation. We worry about restaurants. We worry about bars. We worry about large family gatherings, weddings, funerals, anything where people gather indoors with ventilation. Mayor, my fear is just that this is a recipe for disaster. It's not going to get better, I mean, anytime soon.
Well, Brian, I agree with you, but let's add to that. In the past month and a half, 2 months, a lot of people who had to put their weddings off had their weddings. They may have changed the plans to make it a more outdoor celebration. But obviously, we were not as careful as we should have been, because you get a false sense of security that if you're outside, you're safe, and you're not. You know, people are going to weddings, and they're celebrating those events. They're not necessarily wearing masks. Now, it was tragic. It was tragic when the number of people you could have to say goodbye to a loved one was limited to 10 people. That's not very, I don't have a huge family, and that's not enough to have us there. And, you know, so people really lost that. Well, now it seems like we're going from one extreme to another, one where we are so limited to everything we can do during the lockdown and trying to be very, very safe to, okay, we're going to just go. And if you're going to be outside and have an event or a wedding or whatever, please wear your mask. Please try to stay away from each other. And it's hard to do because we want to celebrate things. We want to be together to mourn people. We want to hug. We want to do all the things that are normal to us. And those were ripped away from us this spring. It's still not safe.
No, it's not even close. But when did we get to a point of being so callous that 130,000 lives, I mean, that's literally every man, woman, and child in Macon County, and then some, just doesn't matter?
Well, I truly believe that the majority of people in this community are wonderful people who do care about their neighbors. You're going to have people going off on social media and saying nasty things about everybody, from Dr. Aguizé dropping, you know, breaking down during a news conference.
Did you see that? It was unbelievably
heartbreaking.
Yes, yes.
And then the horrible comments on social media just made my stomach turn. It's like, but those people, it's like the vocal minority of hateful people. And, you know, I know our people are better than this. They really are. We are the good people who come out to feed our neighbors during the food drive every year. We've never given up. Even in COVID, people found a way to give and be a part of this. You know, we're making up for events that aren't happening this year that feed people at Thanksgiving. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to take care of one another. So I know that deep down, or just in general, people are good people. And we have the best here in Macon County.
All right, Mayor. We're glad you're back. And we
Me
need
too.
You. We need your leadership. We appreciate it. Mayor Julie Moore-Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.